الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has brought us in this nice event. In Mansoor's son's house, coming not for dunya, but we are coming for akhirah, inshallah. Anything for akhirah is blessed. Allah will be happy when His servants are remembered. Come as follows. Allah is happy from His servants whom they remember Him and call upon Him. Everything that we know might be less than someone else. That because Allah said that above every knower there is a knower. Above every person that he reached a certain level of learning or knowledge, there must be another one higher. Means knowledge never ends. Wherever you go higher, there must be someone higher than you. And this is cannot be known easily, because everyone thinks he is the best. No one admits that he is not the best. Even a child, he thinks that he knows more than his parents, more than his teacher or her teacher at school. You know? Who knows more, you or your son?
My son.
In his eyes, he knows more than you. And this is something that it's from beginning of the time. It's not something new. That is the sickness that all of us, we are falling in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. When he said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, above every knowledge there is in someone who knows more. Means ilm never ends, so don't say that you know everything. Is it possible? Any scholar that he knows, he say, I know everything, from secular or from religious, it's impossible. Might be your knowledge is nothing. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah gave me ulum al-awwalin wal-akhir. Allah gave me the knowledge of before and after. Anyone knows knowledge before or before and after? No one. And how you know determines that you have that kind of admitting that you know nothing, because you might say, yeah, I know nothing. I'm not knowledgeable. But in reality, this is only by tongue you are saying this. not physically, by act. There is halan, fi'lan. Qawlan, halan, fi'lan. You say it by tongue. You say it over word. Or you say it fi'lan by action. Many of us here, might be all of us, think that we know everything. And that's why you see people begin to, when they speak socializing, mainly, you can see that more. When they sit socializing, everyone through his opinion, as if he knows more than the others. Instead of keeping quiet, listening. إذا كان الكلام من فضة فالسكوت من ذهب. It is said, it's not a hadith, it is said, if the speech or to speak is from silver, to keep silent is from gold. Not to talk. Listen. Previously, we have one person here who didn't identify himself. His father was one of the biggest awliya of Egypt. His grandfather was one of the greatest awliya of Egypt. And my uncles, who were studying in Egypt since their childhood, they were his followers. And with all that knowledge, this awliya always, I know my uncles, they are big scholars, and they were the, they died recently. They were the head of the religious scholars of Lebanon. There in his meetings, keep quiet. Not one word. They don't open their mouth with one word. Previously, when you used to learn Islamic Sharia, you only listen. Take notes, memorize, that's it. You don't ask. There is no question and answer. There is no criticism, as today they tell you, criticize. When you study someone, they begin to say to you, critique, criticize or check whatever he is saying. And you see the students begin to give their opinion. That's wrong, that's correct, that's wrong, that's correct. Even a professor in the university, they humiliate him. This is how we are falling down into the trap of shaitan. So previously, everyone sit and listen. And that's why Allah said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above everyone, above every knowledge there is a knower. That she knows more. And how you know that? As I said, only through socializing. You begin to see that one is giving an opinion, the other one is giving an opinion. When you say to him no, they say no, you are wrong, you are wrong. Like what they have in these talk shows today. They bring 100 people, Allah knows from where they are bringing them. They have no mind. They put them, and they bring 3 or 4 professors, and you begin to see these people who might be in marijuana, might be in all kinds of drugs, begin to criticize or challenge. And it becomes like something so huge, so big, so important. Who wants to listen to this crap of what they are saying? This is modernity. What kind of modernity? Discipline is no more finished. So everything becoming wild. And how you can see how much wild it is. Our president.
I think it is.
So, how wild we became in a century, everything is wild. Father to children, children to father, mother to husband, husband to wife, everything. No one is content in anything. You cannot see anyone happy. All difficulties of the world is on his head. Everyone. And how you know that wild character that you have in you? It's very difficult to know until you realize it. Many of us, they say, oh, we are good people. We are praying 5 prayers. We are doing this, we are doing that. Is that? Is this correct?
Yes.
Are you praying 5 prayers? Not all of us. Everyone here praying 5 prayers? I doubt it. So there is some people who are not. In any case, inshallah they will be. Iblis was praying all his life before he was cursed. And he thought that he is the head of angels. And he was happy with whatever he been asked and he was doing. He never left a place in heavens or in this universe wherever a handful he made sajda. There is a sajda for him there. In his life, before. He didn't leave any place without the sajda. Was sweet, right? Was nice. It was good. If we look from human being side, from our side, before he was cursed, if we were able to see, oh, mashallah, what this big scholar. Like today, you look at them, what is knowledge? They know everything. They pray. They fast. They do everything. And they tell their people, don't only pray. It's not, when you pray your 5 prayers, it's okay, go to mall. Go entertain yourself in shopping centers. If Prophet comes now, he will wear jeans. Allahu Akbar. You heard that before? Here in this Los Angeles area? California, here? Southern? You know how much, mashallah. They are the head of this, the head of that, the head of this. Oof. They have centers, they are renting it up for Milad al-Nabi. Oof. They are big scholars. Everything. Because you look from outside. You are not looking from inside. And the example is that Iblis worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he was cursed for thousands of years, as it is mentioned. But that wild element that was in him was not brought up. So we can worship as much as we want, but that wild element, we are not saying, we are alhamdulillah, Allah praise us to be, Allah with His favor make us Muslim. But we have to improve ourselves, not to be like Iblis. Allah gave us an example of Iblis. And that's why He said, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey Prophet and obey those who are on authority. So obedience will give you the answer. So when Allah said to Iblis, He wants to show him that, He wants to show the angels, be careful. He's not that one that you think. He is the highest, so don't make mistake. What He said to him? Very simple. Something that he doesn't like. Make sajda to Allah. Means recognize Him. That's recognition of Adam made Iblis go crazy. Recognition, what is the problem if you say, yeah, he's better than me? That recognition between today ulama and scholars and masajid, that recognition to say, yeah, he's better, they are better than us. Cannot. It's impossible. That's how you see the wild element inside people. When you pressure them, they fight, they come out. So where is the obedience then? Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Iblis, make sajda. He said, how am I going to make sajda? I am better than him. Because he thought that what he was doing, no one can do. They think that they are what they are doing, they want to be the leaders. But they are poisoning the Ummah as Iblis whispered in Adam's ear and made him to eat and be sent to dunya for difficulties. So these, what they call themselves self-proclaimed ulama today, especially in this country, are poisoning the Ummah to throw them later in difficulties. So what you have to do to make that wildness to disappear is simple. They are calling now to tell us. So what do you do? If you have a wild tree and not giving fruit, what you do? No. You don't take it out. Because it's already big. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers to show us the way, and so to bring us to Islam. So after you are Muslim, And you do what you do, still you have that wild style in yourself. So what you have to do, you don't throw it, as you said. No. What they do with the tree, they graft it. They bring a fruitful tree, and they cut, and they put them together, the branch, and that another branch of the tree is expert. And they wrap them together, and that wine tree, what will happen? Begin to give, become a fruitful tree. Done? So how that happened? Whatever sweetness in that branch go into that tree. So you have to look where you can find that sweetness. If you don't find the sweetness, the softness, the moderation, the state of perfection, to graft you and take from you that wild, drive, character of you, and to make it soft and sweet, you will still be dry. And you will still, you don't give fruit. And your fruit doesn't reach anyone. That's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Jibreel asked him, he categorized religion into three different parts. First, Islam, the five obligations. That is not enough. But many people, they see, when they ask them, what is your religion? Say Muslim. They say five prayers. They forget the rest. This is okay. This is the five pillars. But you to perfect, to become sweet, to become fruitful, you have to do the other two, which is Iman, which is six pillars, and which is Ihsan, the highest of perfection, the moral character. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the best character and manners that Allah gave to you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is describing. That's why he said he is وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are the highest of character and manners. Because Allah disciplined. He said, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبِي. Allah perfected me through adab, through discipline. So he is the highest. So what he said, Allah, obey him. Because there is no more higher. Obey him, you are obeying me. If you don't obey your Prophet, you are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that sweetness and softness is brought by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his Sahaba. And this is what we say is the state of Ihsan, perfection. And this what you study ilm al-Sharia, it's not only enough, you have to go also to ilm al-Haqiqah, to the knowledge of realities. And that's why ulama al-Azhar, the biggest scholar of Azhar, which Azhar is the oldest university teaching Islam, when they finish their physical study of Sharia, they go to Awliyaullah, to these ulama, still they are ulama, but they are also muhakkikin, they are ulama of realities. Which they have discovered. They ask Abdul Wahhab al-Sha'rawi, one of the famous ulama of Egypt, describe for us what is the difference between ilm al-zahir wa ilm al-batin, the knowledge of with Zahir, external knowledge, and internal knowledge. هو الظاهر الله والباطن وهو الباطن. Allah has two names, two attributes. الظاهر والباطن. He said to us, don't misguide yourself saying like today these people, ulama today, of many of here, they said, oh, there is only, what's this button? We don't understand it. They don't say that? Al-Wahhab al-Sha'rani gave them the answer. He said, don't ask me about button. There is only one alam, which is zahir, external. The other alam is alam al-haqa'iq, the realities. These realities for you is hidden, internal. You think it's batin, but for us, it's zahir already. Like scientists today, they have a theory, they call it is a theory. They don't know if it is correct or not. Until they discover it through science, through laboratories, then it becomes a reality. So this area for them, these hidden knowledges that these ulama don't know, modern ulama don't know, because of short sight, they are short-sighted. They cannot see more than their nose. They think there is nothing beyond than their nose. So he said to them, oh, of course, you cannot see far. Allah gave us a vision. اتَّقُوا فِرَاسَةُ الْمُؤْمِنَةِ. Be aware of the vision of the believer. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرْ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. He can see through the power that Allah gave to him through his that sight of vision. Allah gave him a strong sight, a strong vision, can see. So they deny it because they cannot see it. But it is there. Like for example, look at this. You hear this?
Yeah.
You heard it. Okay. You hear now? You are hearing now?
Yes.
Huh? You are not hearing. You are hearing now? But it's the same. I am beating here. It's the same as I am beating here. The same wavelength. In physics, the same wavelength. But this you can hear it, this you cannot hear it. But it's the same. So these ulama, because they cannot hear it, they say, no, it's not existing. It is existing. But you need a receiver. That is a receiver. Can receive it. So you can hear it. This one, there is no receiver here. You cannot hear it. For them, it is something not normal. It cannot be seen. For them, it's becoming like not existing. But in reality, it's existing. It never died. I did call. Further people can hear it. So, these ulama, previous ulama, used to sit to learn that kind of softness and sweetness that Prophet ﷺ taught it to the Sahaba. Allah described them in Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. He said, وَلَا تَبْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَبْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't let your eyes to be away from them, these people of Ahlul Sufa, who are sitting at night behind your home, worshipping, and during the day, working, or working fi sabilillah, in any way it is. That's what we need to, that's what we call it, al-mutasawwuf, the knowledge of the soul that will make you soft like a sponge. That's why Sufism, tasawwuf came from Sufatul Kafa. Sufatul Kafa is a sponge, not a sponge that you rub yourself. You bring it from the Red Sea, it's very famous there, you find them. In every ocean you find these sponges. So what you need to do? You need to grasp that wild tree in ourselves. So Iblis, when Allah said to him, do this, all his worship has gone. Because it is something against his ego. He didn't like it. So it means, if we want to know how much we are improving, we must see something that is against our ego when it is coming to us, to be patient. To not fight back. Or else, if you fight back, means you know yourself that you are not yet reaching the level that you need to reach. Is that? Convinced or not? It's impossible. If I come to my brother and say to him something he doesn't like, he comes against me, attacking. When he attacked me, what's the benefit of what you are praying and doing and worshipping? One small problem make you under big, huge fight. You cannot see the reality of it. You were not able to see what's going to happen after some years ahead. You came and attacked us. And that's why I was a victim of this attack from them after I gave that speech in Washington. They didn't see further than their noses. If they were able to see, they would have understood, like our president. Look, never changed from beginning. Since 1996 till today. Allahu Akbar. In any case, so what he did, what you have to do to grasp. When you grasp with ilmul yaqeen, ainul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen, is described by Prophet and Awliya. Ilmul yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty of reality, vision of certainty or reality, then you reach haqqul yaqeen, the full reality. First ilm through ears, through hearing. Then ainul yaqeen through seeing. Then you have the audio, and now you have the video. Like today, they are showing pictures of someone and say on the TV, they say, oh, this is the double, or this is not the same. Oh, you have unique ilmul yaqeen, ainul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. If they don't have, of course they are going to say, oh, this is this or this is that. So where they send it? For analysis. To get the proof, if it is correct or not correct. Awliyaullah, they don't need to send to laboratories to analyze. As soon as they see someone, they look at his heart. They see who is he, and they know what is his reality. If he is the real one, or he is the doubtful one. With all of us, we have two personalities. The good one, the positive one, the negative one. Which one is dominating فراسة المؤمن حق. The vision of the believer is real. He can see both of them and know which one is stronger. Then he can give you a, like doctors, they give you a medicine to heal you when you have a problem. They can give you awrad to heal you from this negativity to become more positive. This whole universe is wide. Show me which planet has life.
Earth.
How old are you?
12.
Oh, you must be 92. If you know more than everyone. Who's your father?
He's not over here. He's at work.
Who brought you?
My mom and my dad,
too. Okay. He knows them. That's good. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Ali Yassin, how are you? Alhamdulillah. So, this whole universe, where is the life? Which planet has life? There is no one knows other than him. What's your name?
Yassin.
Oh, you are Yassin also. Yassin. Two Yassin we have. That one who didn't identify himself is sitting there at the end. His father was Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Kurdi al-Baghdadi. He was one of the biggest saints of his time. He is my uncle's teacher. Allah, Allah. One day, after being buried, might be 50 years or 60 years, 70 years, عندما فتح القبر كم سنة؟ 25. After 25 years, when they opened his grave, because they have to move him, they were not able to move until they had to take permission from his sons. Any bulldozer come to take to move, no way. But they opened the grave, he was with his coffin, what you call it? Shred? Shroud? Shroud, his face, his body, same as they buried him today. These are awliyaullah. This one, is this his grandson? And these stupid, ignorant Wahhabis, they decline that. They say, no, ask him. He's dead. Don't ask me, ask him. It's correct or not?
He's sitting there.
He's finished. So this whole universe, there is life where? Why not on sun?
Too hot.
Why not on Mars?
Too cold.
Too cold. Why not on Venus?
Too hot.
They know everything.
There you go.
I don't know. Why on earth?
Because Allah made it on earth.
There must be an explanation. There must be an explanation. There is nothing without explanation. Why Earth? Why not somewhere else? And that's why they say many millions of years before, this is what they say. Let's go with what they say now. Many millions of years before, there was nothing on Earth. And then by this is what they know, their knowledge. This is their theory. But reality is what is important. And I challenge all these ulama here to come with such an explanation as awliya bring explanation. Let them give answer. They don't have the answer. But they're going to see. Why earth? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Iblis to make sajda to Adam, Adam, where he was? He was?
Jannah.
In Jannah. You see, he knows. In paradise. He didn't make sajda to Adam. He got upset. He wanted to trick Adam. What he did? He whispered in his ear to eat from the tree that Allah prohibited him to eat from it. And Adam ate with his wife. Where Adam was?
In
Jannah. When he came to, when Allah sent him to dunya, there was no living in dunya, nothing living. It was like a planet like the other planets. Because it's impossible for us to understand that why life is here on earth. There is no scientific explanation, but there is Islamic explanation. Is that when Adam alayhi salam was in paradise, he was standing in paradise. His body was touching paradise. When he landed on earth, if he would landed on Mars, the same thing would happen to Mars as happened, would happen to Mars as happened to earth. As soon as he put his feet, he had traces of Jannah on his feet. That's why he grafted the earth. That grafting of Jannah on earth, as if like a wild tree being grafted with a fruitful tree. Immediately as he put his feet, these traces of Jannah spread. And then life, as there is life in Jannah, imitational life in dunya came. It's not the real life yet. This is an imitational life. It's like a mirror. A reflection of the reality. And the reality is Jannah. That's why this dunya is imaginary. To us means it's not living forever. And that's why Allah wants us to go back to the real life after He is grafting us here with Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Has He grafted dunya and made this world to be life in it? From the traces of paradise, and we came here on this earth, Allah wants us through religion, through Islam, to graft ourselves, to be able to enter with fruitful tree on us as we are, as if we are fruitful, to enter to paradise and to be living in an eternal life from an imaginary life on earth. That's why he sent prophets. That's why he sent seals of prophets. After Adam came on earth, means a grafting is needed. Because Adam already grafted there. But we need a grafting here. So he sent us a message. Anyone follow the message? Will reach paradise. Anyone does not follow the message is not going to live. He's going to be still in negative position and must be a big question mark on him. May Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejuvenate our heart as he make life on this earth and make eternal life on in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts always alive with an eternal life. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatih. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.